I'm happy with the point. Obviously, we wanted three, but you know what? We're against a very good side. But I thought I've got to give credit to all the players today. I thought they had a good shift in, and I thought the crowd were very good. Our crowd were fantastic. They got behind the boys. But all I'm asking is now is I want everybody to turn up next week against Bristol Rovers, and I'm talking about the players as well as the fans, because we have to play like that every week until the end of the season, as we all know, in every game. But we showed against other teams in this league, obviously higher up in the league, that we can match them. It's just the ones around us, obviously, which is what we mentioned before. But I thought they really put a very good shift in, and there were some really strong performances today. You know, it's a derby game, and I thought we matched them. Obviously, first half, it's an even first half. It was nice to get in front again. Obviously, getting in front was a big bonus for us. But you know, disappointed with the goal, but it is what it is. You know, we've got to take a point, move on. It's a good point for us. It really is, because these are a very good side. And really looking forward to next week. Now, I've told the boys, you know, take this on, because the second half against MK Dons, we played very well. First half, rubbish, as we all know. But I thought for the whole 90 minutes today, or 95 minutes, and the second half against MK Dons, we're better. But we've got to do it now, because it's in our hands. This, you know, the future of being in Division 1 is in our hands, and so it's a very good point. I think it's the first time since I've been here, or since we've been here, that we've put them under constant pressure. You know, we had about, I don't know, five, six corners. I don't know how many corners we had first half. I thought we had more than that, maybe. But they were decent corners. I thought we put them under pressure. I know the gentleman over here is from Millwall and obviously saying differently, but we put them under pressure from corners, and we changed things, and I think, yeah, I was pleased overall.
There was an incident in the first half where Lee Martin appeared to have a coin thrown at him. I mean, yeah. What did you make of that?
Hopefully he picked it up and put it in his pocket and give it to his children, put it in his money box. You know, at the end of the day, if it did, we're all presuming it was a coin, it could have been anything, but you know what, I don't want to talk about that. If that happens, you know, that's unfortunately these things happen, but I don't want to make any case of that, really. Just
has he not said anything?
He's not said nothing at all. No, we don't want to report anything or anything like that. If that's up to the officials if they want to report that or not. But if you pick that up in his pocket, give his kids in the money box, so they'll be happy if it was £1, £2, £5. The new pound coin would be nice, wouldn't it? But hopefully it wasn't nothing. Hopefully it was nothing.
Okay. Just one more thing on the Lee Martin, the penalty incident right early on in the game. Any views on that one? I mean, he was claiming.
Yeah, he was claiming. First things, I thought, not really. I didn't think, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think. But again, one I have to see again. But not. Don't get me wrong, I was peeling. No, I was right up for it, to be fair. But I think it was just a 50-50 one. It could have gone. We could have got it, but wasn't surprised when he didn't give it.